Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody, the smartest dumb guys you know. Josh and Taylor are here again, and I like that name that we got, the smartest dumb guys you know. I think it's important for things to have good names. It's good for branding. That's why when I get a dog, I want to get a female dog, and I want to name her Cunt. I think it'd be a great way to be at the dog park when you want your dog to go. You're ready to go home. All right, Cunt, come. Cunt, come. Gets in the mud. Oh, you dirty cunt. We need to clean you. You dirty cunt. Sometimes you need to shave your cunt. Things need to happen. The point here is branding and names are very important. I think everything. That's why there's soy milk and not soy juice. Nobody soy would buy juice. That. It's branding and names.
Almond milk, not almond juice.
Exactly. No one's going to buy soy or almond juice.
We're never getting you a dog.
I'm going to get a dog.
No.
And it's going to be glorious.
No.
Either that or I'm going to just take my cat, because cats don't give a fuck about names. I'm just going to take my cat on a leash and take it to the dog park.
What's your cat's name?
Speedy.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I'm a fucking comic book nerd. My dog is probably going to be Ollie. And you got Ollie and Speedy, Green Arrow.
Well, as long as you name it that and not Cunt.
It might be Cunt.
I like dogs with human names.
Do
I
you?
I think it's funny. If like my dog, his name's Chuck.
I like that name.
I mean, his full name's Charles Barkley.
I was just going to say, it reminds me of Charles Barkley. Yeah. So that's not a person. That's a character.
But he's a small round mound of rebound. He's a little small yellow thing.
He is a little furball.
He's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
And it's just fun. Or like, you know, if you have like a dog and someone's just like, Gregory, and it's like a little dog runs up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it John Mulaney's dog is Petunia? That's a good one. But names are important. Like, even with people, like, if I'm swiping through something, or if I meet some girl named Broomhilda, I don't care how hot you are. You're going to want to take a piss on my face. And I don't want that, mainly because I don't want to find out that I'm into that. And now I got to, like, build my life around that.
Yeah, but then how do you know if you don't try it? Kind of like the guy who sued Apple for being gay. You don't know if you don't try.
I don't need to try. I don't want to know how much rubber sheets are.
I'll piss on your face as soon as we finish the show if you want.
No.
Right after I leave.
No.
You can watch.
No.
Someone's got to hold the camera.
No, I'm not going to.
I'll set it up and I'll do like the 10-second.
I'm not going to get
press go and then I got 10 seconds
Rashiki
to leave.
Rashiki didn't have you sit on my face. I'm not doing that ever again.
But see, now you know.
Yeah. See, bad names. Like,
I'm just bad at naming things in general.
Like, what was the last thing you named that was bad?
Well, like getting a cat or like people, like people name their cars and like weird
things
like that.
Yeah, but that's dumb.
I don't do that. Though.
I understand that.
Or like trying to name a team,
you got
like team names. Like I'm really not the best person at that kind of thing.
Well, what was the last thing that you had? You have pets, right? You
got yeah.
Animals of some kind.
I think the last cat I named her Nova.
I mean,
that's not a bad
like a
name.
Chevy Nova.
No, but no, like a Nova, like a Galaxy
Bossa Nova.
Nova,
like the comic book character.
Like Novocaine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I was just thinking the old Ninja Turtle lines.
Oh. Yeah, but like Chevy impulsively, Nova? Like having to make a game, like a team name for a game. I'm so bad at that. Like trying to come up with stuff like that.
I'm always good with nicknames, especially when it's kind of just making fun of somebody. Like at the same time, like, I don't know. There was one guy at work got really pissed off at me just because I started calling him fucking Chatty Cathy. It's not my name. Well, I'll shut the fuck up and work then. It's not my name. Well, I'll shut the fuck up and I won't call you that.
That's how it's like that dumb song. That's not my name.
Yeah,
they call
exactly.
me Stacy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The song is
That's
stupid.
Not my name.
Yeah.
Hey.
God damn it. That's going to be stuck in my head all goddamn
You're welcome.
Night.
You're welcome, listeners.
Fuck, and I forgot to pick up booze to get that out of my head. No. Wait, if I had booze, I would just play it. I would find it on iTunes and get it.
Is that empty up there?
Yeah.
It is.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's just decoration. Chateau Smith is pretty dope to have in this video.
I was kind of curious why you didn't have any.
Because I forgot. I was working relatively late and I was fucking gross, so I had to come home and shower. Like, so I settled with orange soda.
You are gross.
I always am. I always have been. I'm not denying that. But that is neither here nor in a court of law. But yeah, names are good to have. Everyone has names.
Well, I mean,
also, that's how I think I'm gonna have a stage name for comedy.
Are
Ryan
you?
Smith is a boring-ass fucking witness protection name. Ryan Smith. It's boring as shit. In the Air Force, I decided that my porn name, if I ever do it, is going to be Romeo Sierra. Because because
the alphabet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the RS, is Romeo Sierra. That makes total sense. I think it's a good porn name. I think I might just use it for comedy.
Hmm.
Or was it the middle name in the street you live on?
Something like that.
Yeah.
The street you live on, like your first dog or something?
Some shit like that.
It always is something random, mixing things together.
Thor Saddleback, I think, would
the
be my
color of your shirt or something.
Thor Saddleback?
Yeah. That
your middle name is not Thor.
No, that was my first dog and the street I grew up on.
Oh.
Saddleback. Thor that's not a bad
Thor
name.
Saddleback?
Thor Saddleback?
That kind of works, right? I could do that one. Yeah, like Leonardo DiCaprio just gets laid off his fucking name. It's a dope name.
Yeah, do you think that's his real name?
It can't be. Nobody's that lucky. That's like saying fucking Dallas Raines. Is that his real name? Not a chance that Dallas Raines just happened to be a weatherman. The fuck out of here. Those fucking names are very important, and I need to invest in a good one. I need to copyright it. Fucking Michael Keaton doesn't.
His full name is Leonardo Wilhelm DiCaprio.
Fuck off, Wilhelm.
So that's just he just took his middle name out.
He's got like a super
German fucking. It's German and Italian at the same time. That's very Axis powers, and I don't appreciate it.
Hey, man, that little bit of Mussolini, a little bit of Hitler.
Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful.
The way God intended.
Mm.
I just like that he has the same almost fat body as me now. I can feel better about myself.
Yeah, but he also has millions of dollars in supermodel wife. But other than that, you guys are basically the same person.
Totally.
Exactly. That's basically he gets his whole shtick from me. Everybody knows that. It's a well-known fact that... I mean, I never had a yacht, but I had a pontoon once.
A what?
A pontoon.
A pontoon. Okay.
It's not even a good boat. That's the worst kind of boat.
You had one, though.
No, I didn't. That's a lie.
You had a jet ski that didn't run.
I did.
That didn't run.
It ran a couple of times.
Jet skis don't work.
You're thinking about getting another one? I was going to get a stand-up.
Dude, jet skis are essentially like disposable. You ride it twice, and then they just don't work anymore.
That's females. no, I was thinking about getting another jet ski, but... I want a stand-up one. They're the same price as a fucking bike. I'll just get a goddamn the bike that I want. Fuck, why would I get a water bike that I can't ride half the time?
You going to get a bicycle?
A motor bicycle.
Oh, not a bicicleta?
No, I got one of those and it's been sitting on my porch for fucking like
it's so rusty.
It's so...
We need to get a bathtub filled up with Coca-Cola so you can get the rust off of it.
I know, dude. Yeah, it's bad. And I was like, I'm just going to ride to the gym because it's not that far. It's like 3/4 mile, but it'll be
that's
something.
It?
It'll be something. Like, it's around the fucking corner. I'm like, no, I'm just going to drive. Why the fuck would I do that? I have a car. This is the dumbest thing I could think of. Because it's either that or I want to get an electric skateboard so I could just stand there.
Those things are sweet.
And they take me places.
So lazy.
It'd be so dope, though. Have you seen the ones just one big-ass wheel? It's fucking dope. It's
for
like
a scooter?
It's like a
it's the kind that virgins, adult virgins, use.
Yeah. It's
got it.
It's a unicycle, but sexy, only not at all.
And it's like, a skateboard or a scooter?
Yeah, it's a big fucking wheel. You put your fucking feet on one on each side, and you fucking just go.
But it's like a wagon wheel.
Okay.
It's a big wheel. You can off-road wheel that bitch.
Yeah.
It's dope. It's an extreme wheel.
Oh, dude, I finally saw the Joker movie.
Dope, right?
Did you?
I liked it. It was fucking cool.
Sweet.
Yeah?
Have you seen it?
No, I need to,
go
though.
See it. It's fucking cool.
Okay.
Even if you don't like comic books.
It's not a comic book movie.
It's not
it's
a comic
really not.
Book movie.
I do like the comic books, though.
But it's essentially, you have to kind of forget everything you know about Batman.
Watch Taxi
you were
Driver.
Saying that.
Watch Taxi Driver. It's the same fucking movie. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
But
did
it's
you
still
see
real
it?
Good. Yeah, I saw it fucking opening weekend.
Oh, dang. I need to go see it.
It's fucking great.
Joaquin Phoenix does a fantastic job.
Yeah, he's also just amazing.
He's good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
See that last one? The fucking, I wasn't here, fucking never really was here or something.
No.
He's another, like, kind of autistic guy. And he fucking...
Never was here or something like that, and he saved some
girl. Something like that, yeah. It's dope.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking brutal, too. It's fucking good.
I like the movie where he saw the aliens, and there was some sorts of signs everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the fucking neo-Nazi guy.
Yeah. Signs is a dope movie.
Signs?
First
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Signs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, you mean the movie Signs?
Yes. Yeah. That was good when it came out. I have no desire to rewatch it, though.
Oh, no, it's like not fun to watch now. It was cool when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cool.
I want to go see the new Zombieland.
Hell yeah.
Dope as shit, too.
Hell yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
That looks good.
And the I was going to watch the first one just to kind of recap. And I was like, let's find it on, like, it's got to be on Netflix or something. No, it's like $12, especially now the new one's coming. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
No, you got to, like, get it when it's just, that's the problem. Like, right now, every, like, Marvel movie's, like, free on Netflix.
Right.
But, like, when another movie's about to come out, everything's, like, $9.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. What was it? The whole collection is, like, $300 or some shit?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's not that bad.
That is that bad.
Why? I mean, I'm going to spend 20 it, movies, but 21 movies. I'm going to buy it, but still, I'm not happy about wrong, it.
But I'm going to be mad that Endgame's in it. the rest of it's going to be fine. That one fucking
The Simpsons
blows.
Did that. They
oh, I
like
thought you were
going to
put it in.
Oh, yeah. No.
Simpsons is also in the MCU.
They have, like, the ultimate box set, because they're on, like, their 31st or 32nd season.
I was just
going
to ask, like, what season stop. Are they on?
So they have, like, all
so
30
got,
seasons on DVD.
They almost got 10 seasons on South Park.
Yes.
Yeah, just about.
So they're 10 years older than South Park.
Although I have a feeling South Park, I think it can probably run forever. I think they'll just stop doing it.
It's more current than...
You think they're done?
South Park? Not a chance.
No, they'll
do... Simpsons need to be fucking euthanized. Just put
that
show down.
No, Simpsons is not very good anymore. South Park is fantastic. This season's been pretty good so far, especially because they stay super topical. And what I like about South Park is how they'll literally make fun of everything.
All the time.
Like, nothing's safe. They'll make fun of everything.
It is the best show.
But
except for Always Sunny. I haven't watched the new one.
Oh, it's Always Sunny is fantastic.
That's so good.
But South Park is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched all the new episodes.
No, but I have a feeling they'll just be like, no, I want to do it anymore.
You think? I was wondering.
Why would you not, though?
Because he's got enough money. Probably just like, because especially because they.
Zero stress job.
No,
I mean, obviously,
did you see that documentary?
Yeah, they take it very seriously.
They make the episode 3 days before it airs. They have
that documentary that was because of the election, and that they were stressing the night before it fucking aired.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. That's still awesome.
Granted, it does only take them 3 days to do it, but.
Wait, so they don't make it until 3 days before they air?
Something like that. They have a general idea of what they're going to do, and then they just go with it.
And they've always done it like that?
No, just over the last couple of years.
Interesting. Kind of sounds lazy.
Huh?
I would say over the past 10 years. No, it just makes them able to be topical about shit.
They just like staying super current.
Yeah, that's why they had the election the fucking next day. They had it about Obama winning the election. Fucking election's on Tuesday, South Park's on Wednesday.
Yeah, like they were prepped for Obama and like prepped for McCain.
Yeah.
Was it McCain?
Whatever, which one
whoever,
to go
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's what happens when you make cartoons out of cardboard cutouts, and then, a computer can do that very easily. Let's do that now.
Well, especially because nowadays, like, you can save all the motions, all the mouth movements, everything,
exactly.
So you just add it all back together, and...
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, it is. As far as cartoons go, easily the best.
All right.
The South Park one is all about weed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't everything about weed, though?
Yes, but Tegrity. And
Tegrity
then
Farms.
China. And then what was the third one about? The third episode?
The one yesterday about fucking Impossible Burgers?
The fourth one. That's the fourth one.
That's
I just watched
one.
It. I just watched it like earlier today.
The third one was... I don't even fucking remember.
I don't remember either. But I
CTE.
Yep.
Speaking of topical, I got some headlines for you.
Sweet.
All right.
So a Philadelphia man has been awarded $8 billion, as in B, big boy, $1 billion.
You didn't have to put your pinky to your mouth when you did that, Dr. Evil.
From Johnson & Johnson, because he took a drug called Risperidol, which is an antipsychotic med, and it caused him to grow boobs. It gave him gynomastia.
Sounds like he already won.
I was like, dude, I'll grow tits right now for like not even $8 billion.
Remember that dude who put his own fake tits on? For like a buddy bet him like
yeah, he bet
grand.
Him like $100,000 or something
like
that. Like
a grand or something stupid. He was like, done.
No, but if I knew that I could get $8 billion from Johnson & Johnson for taking a drug that'd give me tits, I'd gladly do that.
Yeah, because then you just go get it removed. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get them removed. I'd be like, yeah, these tits got me $8 billion.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, you got to play with them. I'm going to... Yeah,
but
a lot
so
of
apparently
selfies.
This antipsychotic medicine, the reason why they got in a lot of trouble for it was because it was a known side effect that they would get gynomastia. They just didn't disclose it and they didn't care.
Uh-oh.
So this guy, he's been
taking... That's more on the doctor then.
No, the doctor didn't know. Johnson & Johnson made the medicine.
They just didn't put it on the warning.
And they didn't do it as like, here's the warning of the billion
like
trillion
the, you know, they give
you
like the general breakdown of what this stuff causes.
Yeah, and also, by the way, you'll look like fucking Bob from Fight Club by the end of this.
But then, so this guy was taking this antipsychotic medicine for years, and then all of a sudden he started growing tits, And he's like, I think there's something wrong with me because I have these sweet tits on my chest.
And I can't stop masturbating and squeezing my own tits.
He's like, I get confused, squeeze my own tit and jack off it. The only thing
I don't try to suck my own dick. I try to tit fuck myself now all the time.
Because of HIPAA laws and stuff like that, they can't disclose who this guy is. Mm-hmm. But how the fuck did he get $8 billion? Like, who is this man?
Like, who's the new rich guy with great tits on the fucking block?
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting
how
for the
do you
day.
I don't know who this guy is.
Like, all of a sudden, some guy on TV is going to be like, he's got some great tits. And he's very rich. You're like, oh, you're the Johnson & Johnson guy.
New internet startup by Tits McGee.
But apparently, this isn't. About a couple years ago, Johnson & Johnson paid $400 million to 20 people because 20 women took some sort of hormone medication they created, and it made them all get ovarian cancer.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
That's
or
not
ovarian
a good one.
Cyst or whatever. But
okay.
That's not
but
as bad.
Still.
Okay. Still bad. But
still
bad.
So Johnson & Johnson is very used to paying a lot of money to
didn't
things.
They just fucking cop a bunch of money for opioids too?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, no, Johnson, like...
They're fucked.
Yeah.
This is what I want to wash my babies with. I guess pick a different brand.
Well, they make
brand.
All kinds of shit. They make just, like, anything with plastic in it. kinds of medicines.
I don't
and
like
fucking...
Johnson & Johnson anymore.
No, I'm just... I'm
they,
more of,
they
I'm
claim
more of a
that
one
No
Johnson
More Tears
man.
Baby shampoo, and it's fucking giving you cancer and tits. I don't know.
Jesus
I don't know what's going on.
Christ.
That causes all kinds of tears. That's so many tears.
What were they doing with opioids?
They're a pharmaceutical company. So
Johnson & Johnson is?
Yeah. So they're... Oh, what the Okay. So some, I think it was like a state, like fucking
yeah, like
Kentucky
they,
or something.
They,
like sued them like for their part in fuck in this whole opioid thing. And they were just like, oh, we'll just give you like it was like $100 million.
Yeah, and they're like, here you go.
Here's a lot of
money. Because they have like all the
us.
Money. Because they're part of big, well, they're part of yeah. Big Pharma. They're one of the biggest players in Big Pharma.
Wow.
And they're. I mean, if you can
it's
pay
basically them and Viagra. That's the only.
If you can cut a check
ones.
For $8 billion, that doesn't bankrupt you. You
and
got
just,
a lot of. You got a lot
just
of money.
Like no big deal. Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm still just curious who this man is. Who's worth that much money? You know. Now, listeners, if you know a billionaire out there that will give me money to get tits, I will 100% do it.
Just Josh is all
know.
About that.
Let me know.
I'm working on it. That's why I keep getting us pizza every fucking week. Working on my own tits.
Yeah, right? But you don't have that kind of money.
I don't. I just got $20 at a time for
Wait,
pizza.
You know what? If you grow tits from Pizza Hut, can you sue them and get money?
Probably not.
If you can sue McDonald's for coffee being hot, I'm going to fucking try.
Well, that one girl, she sued McDonald's because exactly. She got fat. And she's like, I got fat.
Right?
And then she got burnt by the coffee. She said the coffee was too hot. She sued.
I'm fat.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah.
Your
food's too affordable and delicious, and now I'm so fat.
No one said I couldn't put gravy on my salad. It's a McDonald's salad. It's supposed to be healthy.
Oh, gross. All
right, next, an Irishman was 68.
I
want to
see that movie too.
What?
The Irishman?
The Irishman.
Sorry.
So this Irishman, he was 68 years old. He died of cancer. He was known as like a prankster. He was a funny guy. Everyone loved him.
Oh,
and he recorded himself. Over a music track at his funeral. So when they were lowering his casket, all of a sudden you can hear his voice going, hello. And you hear like a knock and he's like, it's very dark in here. How did I end up in here? Hello.
We need this recording. Why do we not have this? Because I seen it, but I was like,
it's fucking awesome.
I was in class, so I didn't want to fucking like play the audio.
I don't know. There's probably weird legal rights to it. We don't own the rights to that video or something.
It's
like that. We'll
old dead man. Whose rights is it?
I don't know.
He's not going to sue us from beyond the grave.
It was a good one though. I watched it.
Or he
it.
Might.
It was
know.
Funny.
Yeah, but I guess he only told like one person that he was gonna do that.
Well, probably the person who played it.
The guy.
Yeah.
Who, it
know.
Was probably in his will. Like that.
So it was like
something
it,
fun. Right?
It was
that
like
guy's
yeah,
because awesome.
He's like, hey, laugh. Like, don't be sad that I'm
be a
dead.
Champion.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Like
yeah.
It's.
Well, my will.
I actually think that's really
hunt.
Funny. Although I was thinking about, I was like, fuck. Like, you know, if someone close to me died like that, and I heard that, I don't know if I'd laugh. I'd probably like freak
I'd
out.
I probably might freak out like,
no.
Oh my God, they're dead.
I'd probably rip open that casket.
You know the guy that you're burying is like, he would fucking do this.
Well, they that's, knew, true. That's the thing.
It's
and
not
going to
be out of character.
He was like I said, he was a funny man. Everyone loved him. And he died of cancer. Everyone knew he was going to die. He had cancer. Mm-hmm. So like they knew he was going to die.
He was dying.
And then he was dead.
It's not like he just got hit by a car and he was 40 and he just had this ready to roll.
Just going to do this real quick.
That would be dope. Just have it on the back burner. Like, oh, I hope today's the day.
I'm going to pre-record that now.
Yeah.
And then just play at my funeral, even if it's super inappropriate.
Yeah. Okay.
You're gonna die when you're like, I can have like 80. Some gruesome, horrible death, yeah. But still play.
You're going to get Parkinson's to where the whole time, like everything you say is going to be shaky. Like, he clearly didn't record this recently.
Yeah, no, like, I want to record it now. And they're like, he did.
This is not Pop-Pop. This is not.
This is not the man I know. He can talk about ass eating. Because now it's ass eating season. So they say.
Why?
Because you don't do that in the summertime.
Because it's cold. You got to get in there. And you could do it in the summertime.
You don't do that in the summertime. I'm not a savage.
You do it in the summertime. You can do it in the pool. It's the best. It's chlorine. It's clean.
That's circumstantial.
That's the best way to do it.
Circumstantial.
Pools are fun. There's lots of different temperatures.
So winter is ass-eating season.
Because it's cold.
Okay.
You're all bundled up. You stay indoors. It's all marinating all day.
Yeah. You do it before No Nut November. All you do is just eat ass. That's all you do.
No Nut November, you eat ass.
All you
start,
do.
You just start tongue-punching buttholes.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Next. Okay. So remember mad cow disease, how that was a thing a couple years ago?
Yeah. It was a while ago now, right?
There's now a zombie deer disease.
Fuck yeah.
Which it's in like the Nevada.
Bambi's mom gets her fucking revenge finally.
That's what I was really hoping it was, but it wasn't. When I read what it I was like, oh, that's not as fun.
What
it's essentially mad cow disease, but for deer. But this one, it's creating them.
Deer cow disease?
Yeah. But it makes them kind of lethargic, but it also kind of inhibits that part of their brain that makes them afraid of humans so they can attack humans.
Oh, shit.
And then it's actually started making its way up like northern Nevada, like Wyoming, up in that area. And
fuck
now they're
yeah.
saying that they're worried because if it will affect, because it can actually affect moose.
Fuck
and if
yeah.
you get angry moose.
Oh, let's go fight
people.
A moose.
Dude.
Oh, I'm going to get all bundled up like fucking Aquaman in that Frontier show that he has on Netflix. I'm just going to go fight a deer.
But see, the problem
I'll
with
get
this
my
is
ass whipped.
Not.
I might die. But
might.
It's going to be fucking
But the
fun.
Problem with this disease, because the mad cow disease, for humans to get it, you had to eat it. This zombie disease, it's airborne. So if you go near it, it can be fatal to humans.
We're both going to be crazy. This is going to be fucking...
Oh, dude,
that going, sounds like it could get bad really quick.
This is going viral. This is how we make it big, guys.
Started from the Umbrella Corp. It's the Umbrella Corporation coming after us.
I need you guys to sit there and film it and then narrate it like the guys from fucking Dodgeball. Like, I don't think this is a good idea, Cotton. See how this works.
You're gonna go fight moose and deer up in Nevada.
Yeah. And we're all gonna have
zombie
fucking
deers.
Raging fucking diseases.
I mean,
and then on top of the ones we already got,
fighting a fucking deer would probably be scary enough as is. But could
fuck
you imagine
yeah,
a fucking moose?
No,
moose are bigger than fucking cars.
Okay, if it's a moose, do I get a weapon too? I mean,
no.
not like a fucking gun, but they got antler weapons.
That's
I get pokey weapons too.
With your fingernails.
Okay, we're going mano a mano. Let's do this, moose man. Fucking Bullwinkle, you piece of shit. I'll make a fucking coat rack out of you.
That's kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
Can we get it? Can humans
yeah,
get this?
Yeah, it's fatal to humans.
Okay, and then what are we going to start, like,
dude, there's deers around here.
Fighting?
I hope they fucking start doing it and just fucking start leaping over fences and attacking people.
No, it's not a good thing, Ryan.
That'd be so fun.
No.
How much more interesting would life be if suddenly you can get attacked by animals again? It'd be something... primitive
again.
About it.
I understand
that. We've been
able
to do that in forever.
Then
you know
we
what?
Would get it.
You got to wear a smartest dumb guys you know shirt while you fight a moose.
You have to.
Branding and marketing.
That's what we're here for.
That's how you circle back to an opening joke, and that's how you do pro comedy, people.
That's exactly. Yeah, that's called a callback.
We should just end
friends.
The show right now. That
that's
was a good ending.
Mic drop.
Yeah. All right. Next headline. A man robbed a bank to pay for his wedding and a wedding ring the day before his wedding.
Champion.
But then his he didn't wear a mask or anything.
Because he was like, I'm about to be in jail if I'm married or if
And so his girlfriend saw his face plastered all over the news, called him, was like, that's you. Turn yourself in. And he turned himself in. But he only got away with like $2,000.
Where is this located?
Texas.
Texas. Okay, that sounds like some white trash shit.
I thought that was going to be Florida. That sounded like a Florida story.
It might be a Florida thing.
It was. I would have guessed Florida or Arizona.
One,
Texas is not.
How are you going to pay for your wedding the day before your wedding? Usually you'd have everything paid for.
Does this seem
that.
Like the kind of guy who thinks things through?
No,
not
at all.
He's not a good planner, clearly.
But then the wife is just like, oh, that's you. You got to go do that. Like, you got to go turn yourself in.
I don't
She's
think
like
it was
nonchalant
that casual
about it.
I don't think it was that casual of a conversation.
That's what it sounded like.
Well, it's like as Josh said.
But he walked up to the bank teller with, he just had a note that just said like, hey, I have a gun. Give me money.
I'm going
to
get married. Help.
No, that's essentially, his note said like, I'm getting married tomorrow. And I need to buy a ring and I don't have enough money. So give me your money. I have a gun.
I'm getting married tomorrow and I'd rather go to jail.
And then he exited on like fire lane road. roads and backwood roads. Fuck and he threw his clothes out the window, threw the gun out the window. It wasn't even a real gun. It was like an airsoft gun.
Champion.
And then he had to turn himself in. He's not out on bail. He's just locked up still, and they have not been married yet.
Yep, I think that was his plan the whole time.
I think so.
I think he wanted to get out.
He just didn't want to get married.
He was like, I only proposed when I was drunk, and I don't want to do this anymore.
If that was her, I'd be like, hey, bye.
Well, she kind of did. She told him to turn himself in. She's like, I'm out.
But even after he got out, like, I'd be like, no.
Do you think she's doing the whole cable guy thing where she sees him with the phone? Oh,
throws her titty up on that window.
She's going to wait for him? I don't see that.
He's like, he looks at her, he goes, baby, put them titties on the glass.
Yeah. Oh, Billy.
All right, my last headline I got for you. A Colombian army saved people who had... So a boat sank somewhere off Colombia.
Okay, Colombian army's not saving anybody unless they have cocaine. Let's just throw that out there now.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Fuck yeah.
So they hear a boat sank. They went to go see. There's like 3-4 guys. They were on. They used 2 tons of cocaine as their flotation device.
I'm surprised that much floats.
Yeah, it floats.
If it's wrapped in
fact
like
of
if,
the show this yeah. week,
right? Cocaine. All right,
kids.
Floats.
Cocaine
the more you
floats.
Know.
Mm-hmm. No, they, so if, that's they had why it all bundled.
That's why
in
you
like,
have to keep cocaine on your boat. It's a safety issue.
Yeah. Well, they had it bundled in like garbage bags and plastic wrap and stuff like that. So it essentially just became big flotation devices.
Yeah, but they don't like put a bunch. They wrap it tight.
So they found 2 tons of coke, recovered one, wink, and arrested those guys. So
yeah.
I was surprised they actually saved the guys. I'm like, this is Colombia. They should have just kept the coke and left the guys to drown.
I guess.
You know what? Even if you leave them to sit there and float, they'll be paddling like a motherfucker, and they'll be back in a minute. They're going to be fucking... Just
see, you know what? The floaters should have snorted the coke to give them Popeye strength,
yes.
And then they swim to shore
exactly
holding the cocaine.
They'll be paddling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe, how long do you can you survive if you just float in the ocean on two tons of coke?
Well,
you ration out. You don't get that high on your own supply.
You can't.
Like, you have a lot of energy.
Get wet.
Well, you're not.
Totally get
you're
wet.
Not eating or drinking any water. So
you can
no
fish
one,
if you're or if you're on cocaine, you think you can fish.
Yeah, but you can only survive like 2 days without water.
If you're on cocaine, you'll just drink your own piss and fish.
Yeah, like but you can week. Only recycle pee like twice.
Yeah,
there's only one way to find out. When I fight a moose, I will figure it out. We're going to learn a lot that day.
You're going to drink your own piss for 2 days and then go fight a moose?
I'm going to be crazy on mad deer disease. It's going to be... It's going to be
zombie disease.
It's going to be an event.
Mad zombie deer.
That's why we're going to hashtag smartest dumb guys you know on my t-shirt. That gets ripped off as I fly in the air like that little girl who got hit by a buffalo. Yeah. That was fucking hilarious. Did you see that? That was... The greatest thing, and the best part about it is it's like not CGI. Just 8-year-old fucking flying through the air by a buffalo. It's and so good. You
that
deserve
is,
that, you little idiot.
That is all that I have for headlines today.
Oh,
cool.
Man.
Taylor, you got some weird questions for us?
My first one, blonde or brunette?
Are we talking beer?
Chicks.
Oh.
You like the nutty brunette from BJ's.
It's good.
That's a good
I
beer.
Like darker beers. I don't like pale ales.
I just like women. I'll say blondes, though.
Okay.
My girlfriend's blonde. So for my safety, I'll
say
blondes.
According to my history, it's blonde, but I just need a pretty face because that's what I got to talk to. And if I can't look at your face and take you seriously, is no. I can't
Although,
do it.
Full disclosure, and I know because my girlfriend listens to this show, so babe, you know I love you. You're blonde. You're wonderful with your little
Stop
yellow head.
Stop kissing ass.
But
yellow head.
But the thing is, I dated a blonde for a long time back when I was like 19, 20, and I referred to her as Blonde Satan. So I was so turned off to blondes
because
for
of
such
this
a
one.
Long, because that one girl ruined it for me.
Although the one argument I'll make for blondes. Take advantage of it now. It's a recessive gene. It's going to be gone in a couple generations.
That's true. I need my little Hitler youth children.
Well, it doesn't matter. You got
Although
brown
I
hair.
Have the dominant gene.
It's a recessive. It's a recessive gene, and yeah. it'll eventually it'll be gone.
I would love to have blonde children.
I wouldn't.
I actually carry the gene for blonde children. My dad's blonde.
Especially if it's a guy. Like
I don't know. My mom's blonde.
A blonde dude
so
with
you
a
carry
mustache.
The gene
creepy.
For
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a recessive gene, so you don't have it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be gone eventually. I'm just saying. It's like.
Yeah.
It's like.
Although,
fresh
honestly,
water.
Like, I don't
enjoy
have a type.
Now.
I just like women, period. Okay. I mean, if they're nice to me and they smell nice, like,
That's what it is. They have to smell nice.
Yeah, because you smell like shit. It's weird.
Yeah, totally. And that's a big, yeah.
And girls smell nice. Girls smell
like
everything.
That's everything in life. That's like an instinct.
Yeah, just
thing.
Like same thing with food. Like food smells nice. Good.
Yeah. Good.
It smells gross. I don't want it.
Duh. Ugh.
This pussy is rotten from the inside. I don't like it.
Anyway, so if every time you checked out a girl's butt, you would gain 5 pounds, how often would you do it?
I would be on my 900-pound life.
Yeah.
That's
I'm already a fat man now. Let's just keep it going. Like let's see how big this can get.
Because yeah. Guys just look at butts no matter what.
And that's my favorite part.
Even
that's
if it's a girl you're not even attracted to, you just
no
stare at
what.
Butts.
Right, yeah.
It's actually, I think what it is, because men, we have such a simple mind, it's because they're moving. It's just like motion happens, so you just look.
It's also instinct. You're like, ooh, those are birthing hips. Like that's subconsciously, that's exactly
yeah,
what we're
everybody
doing.
Stares at butts. I'm sure you stare at butts, too.
Not as often.
You work at a yoga studio. You stare at butts all day.
See, but I'm not looking
sweaty
at like,
butts.
Just like the butt. Like I'm looking at the whole body when I look at
but
people.
But you start
you
at the
pervert.
Butt.
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, no, yeah, I would for sure
be a
to
fat
get,
ass.
Yeah,
be a fucking giant.
To get me out of my apartment, fair, you would need to tear down a wall.
To be fair, every man would be fat.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Every single
every
man,
man
every
would be
single
fat.
Man would
does
be fat.
Does it need to be in person butts? Does looking at internet butts or TV butts count?
Yeah, anytime you look at
oh,
a female's
that's,
butt.
That's
dude, you had a heart attack.
That's a voodoo butt. I'm dead. I was dead when I was 14.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Shakira came out like around that time. Done
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I definitely
Jennifer
know
Lopez.
Every guy would be. Giant.
Well, it would be weird if you found a skinny man.
That's what I was just thinking.
You'd be like, oh, that guy's a fucking creep.
Like,
he's a serial killer.
Even gay guys would be fat. Everybody's fat in this world.
Well, gay guys, because they can only stare
it's
at
still
butts,
butts.
Because that's their one option.
It's my favorite option.
It's true.
All
everyone
right.
does.
Please tell me, would you rather trade some of your intelligence to have better looks or trade some looks for more intelligence?
I don't have much intelligence to give up, and I don't have much looks to gain, so I don't know where I go with this question.
I think I'm a good combination of the both because I was told that I was chubby but very handsome. So, and I actually think I'm pretty clever and I make myself laugh, so I'm fine with the way I am.
So cute. That was so cute, Josh.
It's like if Winnie the Pooh was a person.
I'm fucking wonderful. I was going to give myself a goddamn hug. I just am so cool.
I'm fucking great. If I wasn't me, I would be friends with me. I'm like, that guy's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I could take it or leave it.
So neither of you guys actually answered that question.
Okay, so what was the premise? You have to.
Would you rather get hotter to and lose a little bit of your smarts or get smarter and lose a little bit of your hots?
Although if you're a hot dumb guy, no one cares.
Yeah, and I got more.
Actually, no, that's not true because I've met people. They're like, oh, that fucking. Because there's a point to where it's annoying.
Yeah.
You're like, you could look like Chris Hemsworth, but you're a fucking idiot. You're like, ugh.
There's nothing in
you're
there.
You're like, he's. Yep. I'll fuck him like 5 more times, but then after that.
Just the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got more of that to lose than the brain, so I'll take that. Let's be honest. I've so many times been hit in the fucking head. I need to get some back.
Yeah, man, the CTE's no joke.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Huh?
So, if you could breed 2 animals together to defy the laws of nature, what animal, what new animal would you create?
Killer bear whale.
Killer bear. Killer bear.
So like a killer whale, but a bear?
But a bear at the same time. It's like a polar bear and a killer whale. So we can go, he's a land and sea. And he has arms like a fucking bear.
Uh-huh.
And he's smart like a killer whale.
Okay.
And he can go on land and fuck everybody up. He's the size of a killer whale too.
Okay, that's big.
He's a fucking champion of the earth.
Where's, bear head or killer whale head?
Bear head, don't be weird.
Okay.
I would want.
Don't make my thing weird.
I would want to have. Okay, it looks like a dog, but it's the size of a rhino. Just a big ass dog.
They have those.
Cool.
They do?
Like it's like a Russian fucking herding dog.
Uh-huh. They're huge.
Google them bitches. They're the size of bears. Like legit size of bears.
Yeah. That'd be fucking cool. To have like, or have like a bear sized dog. Like how fucking cool would that be?
Or
like a dog that
a
weighs.
A Pomeranian sized bear.
What'd you call it, Ryan? Russian?
It's like a Russian like herding dog or some shit like that. Yeah.
Or
Pomeranian sized bear. Grizzly bear, but little, just a house bear.
A actually house they bear. Do exist.
That'd be cute.
Have you seen the panda bear or the panda dog? It's a dog but it has the coloring of a panda bear. It's amazing.
No, I just wait till I get my little fucking Swedish fucking Valhund named Cunt and it's gonna be adorable. They're little corgi shaped huskies. They're cool.
I've seen those. They're
always bear hunting dogs.
Bear hunting dogs. Look at them. They're fucking huge.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so my animal does exist.
That thing is
they
so
do
big.
Exist.
Oh, wait, okay. Let me change my answer then. I'm going to go Napoleon Dynamite. The liger. The tiger
the
lion.
Liger.
Those exist too.
Those do exist.
I do like a mini, like, I like his mini bear.
That'd be
idea.
Kind of awesome.
House bear?
House
it
bear?
Would be cool. Ooh, if it bites you, it's just a house bear. Like, it's not that bad.
Well, that would essentially just be, I mean, you've seen bear cubs. It'd be basically just a forever bear cub.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
That'd be
yeah,
awesome.
That's okay. Why that's why I want the Swedish Valhund. It's a forever wolf puppy.
Another animal question. What animal would be the most terrifying if it could speak?
Cats, because they'd just be like, I'm gonna murder you as soon as I can. I'm gonna murder. Yeah, thank you for chiming in right on cue, kid. Fucking, I'm gonna murder you as soon as possible.
No,
I look adorable.
All she's doing is like,
yeah,
please
look
scratch
at me.
My belly.
Look at me. I'm
That's
adorable.
All the fuck she's saying.
I'm adorable until you close your eyes and then I'm plotting your death, you fuck.
I think the creepiest animal that could talk would be like a black widow spider. Because they'd be like, I can see you, but you don't know where I am. You're like, fuck.
Holy shit.
Like, fuck, where are you?
Or an octopus, because I'm pretty sure those are aliens.
Maybe. I don't like sharks.
Yeah, but sharks are, I mean, I've never encountered one in person outside of going to like.
Yeah, aquarium. I'm not afraid of sharks, because I don't go in the ocean that much, so.
But I mean, like.
I see a shark on land, fuck you, shark.
You know,
I like sharks.
Hey, we live up in the country. There's fucking spiders everywhere. Yeah. Could you imagine if fucking spiders could talk? How fucking creepy that would be?
Hearing all of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially like the thousands that are outside, you just hear whispers all the time.
Andrew Santino has a bit about birds. He's talking about all the birds. If birds could talk, just sitting out there chirping. Just dick, 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 dick. Who wants some dick? Dick, 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 dick. It's fucking hilarious. It's a great bit. It's like all the birds in the world. It's mating season.
That's so funny. If you could suddenly become invisible, what would you do?
Huh. First of all, get naked. Because
yeah.
Can't, I don't know. It would be, have you seen that, what's that movie, fucking, that Kevin Bacon movie, Hollow Man?
Yeah.
It would go bad. Instantly. I think it's the most realistic Invisible Man fucking movie ever. It goes bad.
Then you go insane?
Yeah. And you start just murdering people.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Yeah, you murder and you creep on chicks. Like that scene where you pulled that girl's titty out and you start like squeezing it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what?
It just happens. You just rape some chicks.
Watch Hollow Man.
It's a dope movie. Kevin Bacon, but not Kevin Bacon. Also,
wait,
Elizabeth Shue's in it. She's super hot.
If you turn invisible, does that mean like, so like, let's say you're wearing clothes. Do your clothes go invisible with you?
No, you got to get naked. It's like Jessica Alba in Fantastic Four. You got stripped down right there. You gotta do it.
Oh, so that means I can't rob a bank.
If you're naked.
They just see floating money out the.
Yeah. Dude, how fucking scary is that?
That's true.
It's the spirit of Scrooge McDuck is making off with everything.
Because like my head goes to rob a bank.
And
no.
And I'm walking in with a bag with just a burlap sack with a money sign on it.
If I could turn invisible, I'm going to Johnson & Johnson and cutting myself a huge paycheck. Because apparently they're fine with it.
They won't even notice a couple million.
And I could just walk in naked and invisible, type up a paycheck, and walk right out.
Who spent $1 billion? Which Johnson was this? Did he get that 2 tons of cocaine from Colombia?
Cool. Good job, guys.
I felt proud of that.
Was that 10?
No.
Oh.
All right, where are we at?
That was 6.
All right.
What's your biggest turn on and your biggest turn off?
Depends on the situation. So,
real quick, something you can think of that turns you off.
There's not much of an on button because it's always on.
Got it.
It's the dirty talk is up there as far as in the actual act. As far as getting to it, like I said, it's always on. But yeah, like a girl with a sexy voice, that's fucking for sure up there.
To turn you off?
On.
Oh. What's a turn off?
Maybe I have a thing with talking lisp. Like, I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it. I only like that sound sometimes, but you're not saying words. It's not a fucking... I can't do it.
So if someone can't speak nicely, you don't like it?
People call me Smitty. There's a, hey, Smitty. No. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't... No, get the fuck out of here. No, I can't do it. I can't fucking do it.
I think biggest turn on... Maybe it's just because I'm old now. I like if a girl can actually make me laugh. Like, if a girl's funny, I think that's nice. And then turn off talking about your ex-boyfriends. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't fucking care. Like,
yeah. That just feeds my ego. Because, like, hey, I'm better than that fuck.
I don't care if I'm better or worse than that. I just don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
He took me here. I don't fucking care what he did.
Right. One time I was dating a chick. We went to a strip club. One guy I was dating gave me $200. Well, get the fuck back with him. I ain't giving you $200 at a strip club. Get the fuck out of here. You're out of your mind, lady. The fuck are you talking about?
I mean, a lot of things turn me off, but... Although I'm pretty easy going.
Stinky pussy again. Like we're talking...
Yeah, that one sucks.
No, you just plug your nose up and you just grunt it out.
No.
No, you don't. No, I've done the teardrop where you go down, you go whoop, right back up. You don't fucking do not do that. Do not complete that transaction. It doesn't work. Yeah, stinky genitals, I think, is for everybody is a bad.
Yeah, but that's like the obvious, though.
Unless you got your own stinky genitals and then you're just.
You're like, gross together. Stinky genitals.
You're soulmates. You're the fuck garbage.
That's when it actually means bumping uglies. Because that's like legit bumping uglies.
That's how garbage pail kids are made.
It's true.
Disgusting. What word do you hate the most?
I'm offended. Something along those lines, right?
No, like the sound of a word.
Sound of a word?
Like people don't like the word moist. Or
that kind of question.
Yeah.
I think mine's hella.
I hate hella.
I think hella is a stupid word.
When I hear people say it, I always look at them like, you choose to speak that word.
You could say like the nastiest, grossest story and I won't think twice of it. But if you say like, oh, and that was hella crazy, I'd be like, the fuck did you just say?
It's like, what kind of person are you that says hella? Like, they are a specific type of human being where I'm like, I don't want to associate myself with you. You say hella.
Yep.
Soups? Instead of something's like super?
Or no, it's soup for super or being suspicious. Being sus? Oh, soups or sus? Soups.
You know what? I hate a lot of the terms that younger people use now.
People abbreviate words for no fucking reason.
Yeah. Like, yo, you're being sus. You're being suspicious.
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
No? No. You're old.
I know the word lit is stupid.
It's fucking
lit.
Dumb. It's fucking stupid.
It's fucking dumb.
My nephew says fucking, what was he fucking saying last time? Ooh. It was... Bradley. He was saying, the fuck was it? Yeet. Yeet. I was like, the fuck is that?
No, what is yeet?
I have no idea.
Sounds like yeast.
Although, you know a word I do like? Yas queen.
Yas queen.
I love that. That shit's awesome.
Yep.
Yas.
Gay guys talk awesome.
I love it.
Dating a girl for a while, she was doing the yas, and like, I started doing it sarcastically to make fun of her. And at a certain point, you just do it. Like, it's not even sarcastic anymore. It's just part of your own vocabulary. You're like, you son of a bitch, you got me. You fucking got me. Hate when that shit happens.
It becomes part of your lexicon.
Yeah.
Damn it, I like saying this.
I was at Magic Mountain. I was solid ride. I was like, yeah, oh, fuck.
Okay, dinosaurs or dragons?
Dinosaurs, all day long.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
They were fucking real.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean...
Okay.
I'm so mad.
I want a gigantic Tyrannosaurus chicken. They're fucking dope. And that's how I'm gonna. That's really how I'm gonna die. After I beat this moose's ass, by the time we're like 80,
the moose is gonna fucking kill you, Ryan.
No, he won't. Because that's not how I die. I already know how I'm gonna die.
No, you don't.
He's gonna die alone in here with the cat.
By the time,
eating his face.
That's. I mean, what the fuck else am I gonna do tonight?
It's true.
By the time we're 80, they're gonna be able to. Like reverse engineer, almost like a raptor thing out of like emus, which emu is a fucking dinosaur. Look at it; it's a goddamn dinosaur. Look at emu's foot; it's a fucking dinosaur.
Okay.
All those genes are still in there, and they found out like they gave the genes turn off at a certain stage of the embryo development. So they gave a chicken; they turned the gene back on, and then gave the chicken teeth, and a chicken fucking tail like a dinosaur.
Oh yeah.
So they're saying like by the time I'm like 80, they're gonna have a raptor, and that's how I'm fucking going out. That's how I'm going to go see Jurassic Park and fucking die like I always dreamed of. So fuck this moose. I got plans.
Whatever.
Plus, dinosaurs are dope.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I mean, they're so dope. Those Jurassic World movies are pieces of shit. And people still go pay millions of dollars.
Although, who's to say
that
the dragons weren't dinosaurs? You know, they might be the same thing.
Yeah.
A fucking flying monster could have just been a dinosaur.
Yeah. I think so.
It's just a mythologized version of it.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Another one, Marvel or DC, and it has a second part.
What would happen
if Spider-Man belonged to DC and Superman belonged to Marvel?
Wait, so, okay, see, what if it goes movies, Marvel, if it goes books, DC?
I don't know,
I
overall.
I think we're talking overall. And I'm wearing a Batman shirt, so clearly I'm going to say DC. DC.
If I'm going overall, I'll probably just say Marvel because I enjoy the movies.
Yeah.
I really do.
Such a fucking weak answer. I hate when people say that.
I'll say Marvel.
I like the movies. Fuck you. The characters aren't better. The stories aren't better.
Yeah, but I can put a movie on in the background because I
have... What does that have to do with this?
Hear me out. Because I like to just have background noise because I don't like being alone because then I get sad. So I put on movies in the background.
That's why you get a cat.
So I can put on like a Marvel movie and that's fine. I can't put a comic book on in the background noise.
Yeah. Read. Do you not remember what the fucking black guy from Star anymore. Trek said?
It's 2019.
The
I
black
don't
guy
read.
From Star Trek said it's important to read. It's a reading rainbow that. Reference. It's
but okay, what solid. Would happen if Spider-Man belonged to, belonged to DC and Superman belonged
well,
to Marvel?
Well, Superman would just be Thor and Captain Marvel.
They have a fucking rip-off of
Wait,
Superman.
They have
I forget, it's like Ultimate Man or something. Yeah. Something dumb.
Which side?
Basically, Marvel each does. Side
they
rips
all
off
copy
each other.
Each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man, I never liked Spider-Man.
Me either.
Until
Tom Holland.
Well, no, yeah. I'm like, oh, this is the first one. I'm like, okay, I can watch it. Because honestly, half of it was my cousin growing up. Was a big Spider-Man fan. I was like, that guy's fucking weak. Batman is dope. You guys sucks. He loves Spider-Man to this day. I'm like, shit's weak, son.
All right.
I mean, if Spider-Man ended up in the DC universe, I could see him as just a villain in Batman, probably.
A villain?
Yeah. Just because any type of, like, animal man is, like, a bad guy in a DC thing.
It's true.
Right. Well, so, Batman is an animal.
Yeah, but that's, like... To a lesser extent, Batman could be considered a villain. There's
He's
also
just as crazy as fucking everybody else is.
Yeah.
Batman's insane. He just happens to...
Out of his fucking mind. He just happens to put
but
people
then,
in jail.
But then, you know, Superman in Marvel, I mean, it's... Superman's boring, though. He really...
He is a boring character.
He has every power.
He's a boring character.
And the only weakness he has is a small rock that's
in
rare.
In his defense, I will... I don't like him. I really don't. But in his defense, he was the first one. So
that's
what
true.
Do? You give him fucking everything.
Yeah.
Because nothing else has been fucking thought of.
Well, yeah. And Henry Cavill's hot.
Except for the fact that he's British.
Yeah, but he's hot. He's a hot guy. No, I mean, I mean, it's just tough because these are like the... Well, Superman's like the pinnacle character for...
It's the original.
For,
and, and Spider-Man is legit the most popular character in the world.
That's because
is it?
It's because kids like him.
It sells the most fucking tickets of everything. He's the highest selling comic book character by far.
I didn't know
By far. Batman's second, but still fucking not even close.
Wow. All right, last question. All right. Where or who would you haunt if you were a ghost?
Oof.
Where? Dodger Stadium.
Just hang out.
Yeah, just hang out so I can watch games.
My HPV still haunts all of my exes.
It's only contagious between out when you're in an outbreak.
I'm a dude. I'm just a carrier.
You guys,
don't get mad at me because of my facts.
Yeah, you're the one that has to suffer the consequences. You loved an unclean man.
Gross.
Oh, my exes were poor decision making is what that is.
How did I die and how old am I when I died? Because that...
Any circumstances you want. Any creative circumstances.
I don't know.
No?
I
feel like that was a good question.
It is a good question.
It is good. It's tough.
Especially because it's leading into what we got coming up next.
Exactly.
But, okay, I would haunt... Okay, it was the who and the... In the
You don't have to do who and where. You can pick one of the, like, who, where, when, why.
Okay, I would haunt. What are the rules of being a ghost in this situation? Like, can I interact with things? Can I do things?
Is he like Casper? Place? Like, he can go through walls, but then he can pick up things if he wants
exactly,
to?
Exactly, yeah.
And then people can see him and talk to him and stuff like that.
No, can't see.
Oh.
Okay. I want to go somewhere where I can just fuck with people. If I can move objects and, like, poltergeist some shit, I'm going to fuck with people.
Yeah, we can do that.
I would probably haunt a movie theater just so I can watch movies. I figure it's going to be boring.
You just want to chill.
Yeah.
Be entertained.
Like, well, because...
Watch
see,
some
my,
baseball.
My
watch some
were,
fucking
yeah,
movies.
It was either movie theater, Dodger Stadium, or, like, the Staples Center, because there's always something going on at the Staples Center.
Staples Center's a solid choice.
So I could just see what's going on. Like, so I
that
get Laker
is a solid
games.
Choice.
Get Laker games, get Kings games. You get boxing, UFC, like everything comes to the Staples Center, so I would just get to watch things.
Where are
I'm thinking like a I'm thinking Magic Mountain, like an amusement park.
That's what I was thinking.
So you can ride rides.
I can ride rides, right? And I can fuck with people and just be like, people are gonna like throw the ball at the milk bottles and knock them over. I'll be like, this one never fucking went down, and now it's floating.
I was gonna say you like unhook seatbelts on rides so people die too.
Oh my god!
So, no, like I'll keep them in there, but they're gonna be fucking terrified. <We're> like.
I think it would be fun to mess with people that, being
ghosts. That would be pretty good.
I would love to like scare people.
That'd be
like
even
that.
Perfect because then like when Fright Fest and shit happens.
Fright Fest is the best. Do you know I did that, right?
You worked that?
I was the scare actor at Horror Nights at Universal.
Nice.
Yeah, so I remember. I was like, give me a discount. And you were like, on Wednesday. Who the fuck goes on Wednesday? Like,
dude.
She doesn't make the rules.
I know.
She just worked there.
I know. I was just bummed. I think I'm going to go
It was
to
one of the best
Fright
jobs
Fest
I've ever had. It was so much
weekend.
Fun scaring the shit out of people.
A black guy didn't punch you in the face?
No.
That's what happens. That's what always happens. Every single internet video I've seen.
That's why you don't jump at black people.
No, you don't. The cops have learned that. You don't fucking do that.
All right, that wraps up questions.
Yes,
all right.
It does.
Straight into ghouls and ghosts and goblins and demons and shits.
We're talking spooky.
It's October. Spooky. You got to get kind of creepy, right? That's what you're supposed to do.
My favorite month of the year.
It's good. I like it because there's football, playoff baseball. It starts to not be a million degrees.
Basketball starting, hockey starting. All the sports are going.
Yeah.
College
October,
football.
November is solid.
Yeah.
Especially now that the World Series goes into November, which is fucking weird.
I know. How are you going to have Mr. October?
You can't. Now that Derek Jeter made Mr. November, now that's a thing. And the only reason he was Mr. November is because fucking September 11th pushed it back. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
the
but
ghost,
that's besides
the ghost
point.
Of Derek Jeter haunts us all still.
Speaking of ghosts, so we're going to talk a couple spooky haunting stories.
All right.
Some are interesting. I got three. So the first one I got, a guy named Nathan had a girlfriend named Emily.
I don't believe it. Anybody named Nathan is fucking single forever.
It's true. So September 4th, 2013.
Try to cover it up by being called Nate, but you still suck.
So anyways, so Emily died. And so Nathan and his... Emily's mother, Susan, decided to keep her Facebook open as a memorial page. So then Nathan was just really sad. And then one day he's just on, he wrote a message to Emily's Facebook just saying.
How long after she died was this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, 2 years. Okay. So this was 2 years later.
That's
get over
creepy.
It, dude.
So 2 years later, he wrote a message to her, just her Facebook, just saying, like writing to you gives me closure. Even if you're not around, you're not a plaque on the wall. I'm still finding your hair ties everywhere and your bobby pins.
Clean your fucking house, dude.
And I'm actually sure that they're breeding because some of them still have hair on them. And then
that is because
I seen them fucking.
That is weird. They didn't clean up her. Okay, maybe it wasn't
two years.
I don't know. I'm gonna assume it wasn't. But anyways, so then he receives a message from Emily's Facebook just saying hello. So like most anyone else, he kind of freaks out. He's like, who is this? It's really weird receiving messages from Emily's account. Then about 10 minutes later, he puts a question mark and then puts, okay, well, in the future, please send me messages from your own account, even if you just want to discuss her page. And then about 5 minutes later, Emily responds with, hello. So then Nathan responds, Susan, you are on Emily's account. And then he called Susan. And Susan's like, I'm not in her Facebook account. So
Susan.
She might, though. Moms don't know how Facebook works, ever.
That's true. And then shortly after that, things started getting weirder. Emily started tagging herself in Nathan's pictures that he would post. So in the back, the background of pictures, it would say, Emily tagged herself in this photo. And then in like just the corner of a room, there'd be the little
tag
mark from Emily. Which is fucking weird.
That's
I'll admit,
creepy.
That's fucking weird. That'd freak me out.
Seems like the lamest place to haunt something. Facebook.
On Facebook.
I'm going to haunt Facebook.
You're haunting
hey, man,
on
it's.
Facebook.
It's well, this happened in 2014, so, you know, the world started changing.
I guess it's better than MySpace.
So then Nathan figured it was just like Facebook just having a glitch in the system. That's fucking weird. And then all of a sudden, one day, he receives a couple messages from her. It was the letter, the number one with an asterisk, and then got a second message, one with an asterisk. Then it says -12, -15. And he's like, the fuck? Then he receives a message that says, my jumpers are in the dryer and it's really cold out, with a sad face emoji. Then really cold out. Cold. Cold. Nathan, please stop. cold, freezing. I don't know what's happening. And then that really freaked Nathan out because...
It's freaking me out.
What are the numbers supposed to mean?
I have no idea. But see, that's why I figured it was a glitch in the system. But then the fact that it was writing him actual messages. But what really freaked him out was that she died in a car accident. And then...
Frozen. If she wasn't found frozen at the bottom of the lake...
So she got in a car accident. The dashboard ended up crushing her, and she was severed in a diagonal line from her right hip midway down her left thigh. So her legs were basically chopped off from her body.
Half the girl she used to be.
So then Nathan was freaking about all that stuff, and he got really drunk and put, "Hey, I miss you." And then he says, "Hey, whoever's on this account, I don't give a fuck. I keep coming home from work and expecting to see you at your computer. Shouldn't I be used to that by now?" And then Emily wrote him back saying, "Just let me walk."
Walk?
Yeah.
Like, walk where? What?
I don't know. So then what got even worse, then later that night, a picture, you can't really see it because it's kind of dark, but it was taken, it was the outside of Nathan's bedroom with a picture of his computer in the background, and he writes, "Holy fuck, that is a picture of my computer outside my bedroom," and he did not take that photo.
Yeah, that is one of her friends fucking with him. Everyone has... Their girlfriend, one friend fucking hates him for no goddamn reason. I mean, granted, I probably shouldn't have called her a cunt, but she was being a cunt. Everyone has, your girlfriend has one friend that doesn't fucking like you, and there's nothing you can do to change that.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, she's like, "Get over it, Nathan."
That's really creepy, though.
I mean, even if it's just a hoax, it's fucking creepy.
It is really creepy.
It's a fucking hilarious joke if you're the other person, though.
See, the skeptical person in me says that, you know, because I
someone's
honestly
messing with it.
Full disclosure, I don't believe in ghosts. I think it's stupid. I think people
this just
are stupid.
Seems like too obvious.
This
of
seems
a...
like either he because this was posted on Reddit, which is not a credible source of information.
Right.
So this guy could have just been looking for some sort of attention.
A good story.
Yeah, just trying it's to get some internet clout. Just saying like, "Hey, look, like this is what's happening to me. It's fucking creepy."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very sad. It's very scary because if I was in that situation, I was getting messages from like my dead girlfriend, it would freak me the fuck out.
It sounds like a shitty Lifetime movie. That's what it fucking sounds like. It's a straight to TV fucking, "I'm sad my girlfriend died and now she's haunting me" movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
a shitty version of You Got Mail.
Taylor, you got any thoughts on this?
It's really weird. I think it's creepy. But, like, I'm not big on social media either, like Facebook and posting things. And so, like, this wouldn't happen to me ever. You know what I mean? But it's a weird thing in general. Even if someone is messing with them, to use a dead person to mess with another human being is just messed up anyway. Or if it is real.
That's a sociopath move for sure.
Yeah.
Or who knows? For all we know, the mom went and fucking ape shit and she's doing it. And then took. The creepy thing is getting a picture taken of you outside your house. That's fucking
weird.
That
one was weird. Yeah.
Because even if that wasn't, like, that would just freak me out. Even if it wasn't from a dead account. Like, even if you did that to me, I'd be like, "The fuck, get out of my backyard." Like, what are you doing?
Get in here,
super
you fucking
weird.
Yeah, I'd be like, come
you're
inside.
You're going to take pictures of me. Get in here.
Yeah. Let me take my pants off
God
first.
Damn it, let's have some fun with this.
All right, next.
Being weird.
I have The Mothman, which was also The Mothman Prophecies, which was the Richard Gere movie back in, like, 2002.
Yeah, it was a shit movie, but I will admit I checked out of that movie 7 seconds into the opening credits.
So, Point Pleasant, West Virginia, back around November 12th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967. So, a little over a year, it was published that people were seeing this random man-sized bird creature or thing.
Does it say how many people?
Okay, I read a couple things. One thing said that hundreds of people didn't report it. But honestly, from what I can gather from...
So they're like rape victims, like half of them don't.
Well, I know I read something and there was like a good dozen people.
Yeah, it says there's 55 sightings
separate
in total.
Separate sightings or one like... It was at a public
separate
place.
Okay, it said in the year 66 to 67, about at least 100 people saw the Mothman.
Okay, so throughout the year.
Yes.
Okay.
So what makes it scary was that a couple people said they all kind of tell the same general description of it. One guy said he saw a large gray creature. Its eyes were glowing red, and when the car's headlights hit it, someone said like, "Hey, I saw a large man with 10-foot wings." Someone said they saw like a gray angel. But
Chris
more,
Angel,
yeah. Someone
hit him with a car.
Someone said like, "Hey, its eyes glows like bicycle reflectors and everything like that. But then, like, you know,
was there like a bad batch of mushrooms going around the town at this time?
Well, so like the local sheriff went to go examine it, and he's just like, you probably saw a fucking bird and
smudge on your windshield or something.
And then, you know, you hear like this weird moth buzzing type noise because you got a fucking TV on.
There was a noise on it too?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, sweet.
And then, but what made it weird though is then the last sighting of it, it was seen near the Silver Bridge, which is the bridge in Point Pleasant, and it collapsed on the last day of the sighting, and it killed 46 people when the bridge collapsed. So then that incident gave kind of like some more, it was like the Mothman did it. Like they were like, was it like a warning? Was it like an angel warning people about it? Did it actually cut the bridge and have the bridge collapse to kill all these people?
See, I don't buy the warning thing because I always thought that was weird. Like, this is an angel or somebody warning us. You know what would be a good warning? Hey, guys, don't go on the bridge that day. Instead of being all cryptic and weird, you fucking asshole Mothman.
Yeah, but then like, so then a folklorist decided to do an investigation in the area about it, because since there were so many sightings reported about it, that... Yeah, I'll
look into it. That makes sense.
Yeah, he was curious. And then it turns out he found out that there was a number of hoaxes. There was a publicly generated one. And then construction workers, they tied a bunch of flashlights to some helium balloons. People were just running.
So as soon as it became an urban legend,
yeah,
people ran with it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because now, in right after the movie came out, they now host the Mothman Festival.
Oh, fuck off. Richard Gere's a terrible actor.
In Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And they built a 12-foot-tall metallic statue of the creature.
Ugh.
And they've been doing it every year since 2003.
That doesn't really sound like a ghost, though.
No, but we figured it was like a creepy, spooky story.
Yeah, well, it's in that same vein of fucking weird, and it's one of those things, if you want to believe in it, you can find enough things to make you like, well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure, no.
See, my thing, honestly, like, if everyone's seen this large creature thing, it was probably a fucking big fucking bird. They're like, oh, the eyes were glowing. If you glow,
urban legend, but if you especially turn, in the well, 60s,
fucking Mexico, they talk about the chupacabra all the time, and you know,
yeah, and in the 60s, nobody had proof of nothing. So if someone says it, and then somebody else sees like a smudge out of the corner of their eye, and they instantly think that it's
like
it.
You were talking earlier, the Rick and Morty. There's a man on the moon.
There's a smudge on the lens.
There's a man on the moon.
I swear to God, I know what the difference between a smudge and a man.
All right, and then the last one to wrap it up tonight, because this was the most popular of it, because it created a
great movie.
A whole bunch of movies. Do you know, there's
Jessica Biel and Ryan Reynolds. Come on. Fantastic duo.
Exactly.
I would love to see that baby be made.
I just want to see Ryan Reynolds naked. Is that weird?
And Blake Lively. Can we throw Jessica Biel in there too?
Sure.
What Blake Lively.
So the Amityville, New York, which was the Amityville horror movie and such other franchises, things like that. So it was a house that was developed in 1927. On 112 Ocean Avenue, Amityville, New York.
I think it's up for sale now. Like,
it is for $660,000. Wow. It's actually a really nice house.
Nobody will fucking buy it. Because
no, they changed the address. It's not 112 anymore. Now it's 108.
Just so people won't. Yeah. Will, like, that's like saying you're not on the 13th floor.
Yes. So November 13th, 1974, Ronald DeFeo Jr. He shot and killed all six members of his family at the house.
You know why? He had a dumb name.
Probably.
Fucking very dumb name.
He did it at approximately like 3:50 in the morning. He went from room to room.
Ooh,
and shot.
That's almost the witching hour.
Exactly.
Pretty close.
No, 3:15 every morning.
Ooh, that's even closer to the witching hour.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So then he went room to room, killing every member of his family. The murder took 15 minutes from start to finish. All six victims were found lying face down in their beds, despite the fact that they'd all been
killed. Don't look
at
me while I kill you.
Yeah, but they were all killed in the middle of the night with gun blasts. Neighbors said they only heard the dog barking. No gunshots, nothing.
Wow.
What year was this?
1974.
Well, were silencers a thing at that
time? Nah, dude, he killed them with a .35 caliber Marlin 336 rifle. That's a powerful gun.
Yeah, you'll hear that. You'll hear that, okay.
So how come the neighbors didn't hear it, though?
They just heard a dog barking. And then the reason why he got found out was because then DeFeo showered after he killed everybody, went to a local bar acting hysterically, saying that it looked like someone killed his family.
Hmm.
try to play it off.
So when he was taken by the police, he was interrogated, and then DeFeo told him that a mob hitman held a gun to his head and killed everybody. But then
what kind of beef did he have with the mob?
Well, the police then pointed out all the inconsistencies in his story. So then later he confessed again, saying, "Once I started, I just couldn't stop, and it just went so fast.
Can't leave witnesses."
Yeah. So then lawyers then started trying to do the insanity plea, saying that that DeFeo heard ghosts commanding him to kill his family, but that failed. He was then sentenced on 6 counts of second-degree murder and sentenced to 6 life sentences, where he is still locked up in prison.
Wow.
And all of his parole appeals have been denied.
Well, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, you don't need that. You stay there, buddy. Yeah. We don't need you.
And then about 13 months after the murder happened, the Lutz family bought the house for $88,000, which was like $60,000 less than market value. The Lutz only lived in the house for 28 days before moving out because they claimed it was all the weird supernatural phenomenon that was happening within the home. Some of the allegations that stated in their 4-week stay was the dad would wake up at 3:15 every day to go outside to the boathouse, which is where the guns were kept.
Yeah.
But that also was the same time that the killings happened.
Oh, yeah. Witching hour loves some guns. Who doesn't love guns at 3 a.m?
When they lived there was the month of December, which is usually very cold in New York, but they said the house was always swarming with flies.
Gross.
That is kind of, was there like, maybe there was still blood in the floors or something, but that is gross.
No, that is weird because like, in the wintertime, the flies go away.
Yeah, it's true.
Kathy Lutz, the wife of George, had repeated nightmares and visions about the murders. And Kathy said that she could repeatedly feel herself being embraced by an unseen force.
Wow.
That doesn't sound fun.
George and Kathy claimed they saw the image of a demon with half of its head blown off.
Sweet.
Their daughter, Missy, had a friend with an animal called Jody, which was a demonic red-eyed pig.
Her friend?
It was like the mark of the beast. No, this was their daughter. Their daughter had like an imaginary friend that no one else could see. Okay. That was a red-eyed demonic pig.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
George would keep repeatedly waking up to the sound of the front door slamming open and shut, but every time he went downstairs, the front door was always closed and no one else ever heard it.
Aye, aye, aye.
Kathy received red welts on her chest and levitated 2 feet in the air above the bed.
See, that seems like a hard sell.
They found cloven hoof prints in the snow right outside their home on New Year's Day.
Fucking Beelzebub.
Green slime would ooze from the walls and the keyholes in the building.
Slimer.
A crucifix in their kitchen kept spinning on the wall until it was upside down.
Okay, you're just doing greatest hits of fucking Exorcist now.
Yeah. Yeah. George says that he saw his wife turn into a 90-year-old woman right in his eyes.
And Game of Thrones now.
Oh, my God.
When they hired a priest to come bless the home, but then when the priest entered the home, he allegedly heard a voice scream, "Get out," and he told the Lutz that they could never sleep in a particular room in the house. The Lutz family claimed that the house always had a strange smell, odor of death in the home.
Yeah, I chalk that up to there's still blood in the floorboards or something.
Yes. And then shortly before they moved, the dad and his son Daniel could all of a sudden now see the red-eyed pig monster inside the home every time they were outside the house.
You know what the dad said when he seen it? Mm-hmm. He said, "Damn, Daniel. Look at the pig with the red eyes." Sorry, that was stupid.
And then that was stupid. But I just ignore you now.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it.
But then, so skeptical people said, like, "Hey, you know what? I don't buy all that shit." So they went to go visit the home. Turns out the priest that they had come to try to bless the home turned out that he was, like, kind of like when a lawyer gets, like, the bar card removed from them. Uh-huh. Like, this guy wasn't a priest anymore. So, like,
is
and then
a rapey priest?
Yes, probably. Uh-huh. But then this family was having major financial troubles. They were bankrupt. So they think that they coaxed the story up saying, since all these gruesome murders here happened that everybody knows because it was a huge news story. This guy killed 6 family members.
Did they know it when they went into the house?
Yes. That's why the house was so cheap.
Right. But
because they bought a mansion. You have to. Like, even if someone commits suicide or someone
somebody
has a heart attack,
you have to
disclose that. Right. But so they were having major financial problems. Then I guess they started, and then someone claims that they had drinks with the parents, the George and Kathy, whatever the fuck her name is, and they discussed like, oh, we could write like a horror movie or a book out of this, and that's kind of when it all started. But then the son,
it is a great movie. I'll give him that.
It was pretty cool. The son Daniel claims that the house has ruined his life. He can't keep regular jobs, and he still has nightmares about it. But I think that's more either he's still trying to keep the story alive, or since he was a young kid when all this shit was going on, it fucked his head up so bad that he believes that this stuff actually happened.
He also can't wear white Vans anywhere now.
Yeah.
Stop.
I don't... That's great story, great movie, but I need tangible evidence. I can't go off of somebody's word.
Yeah, it's really hard when, like, the stories have movies behind them.
Yeah, because then you don't buy it. It loses credibility.
Yeah.
Plus, especially when they say, based on a true story. When they say, that could be the loosest fucking based on doesn't mean shit.
Well, it's like the movie The Strangers. I like that movie, by the way.
I've never seen that. It looks like a cool concept.
It's dope. But so The Strangers, they were, like, based on a true story. But, like, it really wasn't when you read what actually happened.
Yeah, no.
It had nothing to
based
do
with it. Based on means they saw the headline, didn't click on it, and fucking went on a whole other tangent on whatever the fuck they want.
But, like, my thing is, because numerous people have bought and sold this home since the Lutz family left. And no one else has ever said anything weird happening there.
Right.
The house is currently for sale.
I was gonna say, but they still can't sell it, right? So people still fucking buy
it? No, people still buy it. Dude, it's a beautiful house. It has a boathouse right on the river.
People still buy the story of it, obviously, because nobody fucking wants to live there. They had to change the address.
I don't know, dude. Fucking
I still chalk that up to fucking folklore.
No, you change the address because you're like, I don't want, or you don't want fucking idiots just coming to your house because they know what the address
is.
Right. Even though the address is all over the internet. But I don't know. I don't buy it because how come this is the only family that had issues at this home?
Yeah.
Because no one else that lived in that home ever goes like, oh, this place is still fucking haunted. Because
mm-hmm.
if every homeowner goes, this place is fucking haunted, you're then like, okay, better, probably, maybe it is a
right?
little bit.
Yeah, you got somebody to corroborate
but
your
when,
story.
When only one family that made millions of dollars.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They made a lot of money off this story. Because they sold the life rights. They sold.
They did,
huh? Yep. And they Makes made sense. A lot of money off. They get royalty checks.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, when money's involved, it makes it like, I can't take you seriously anymore, Johnson to Johnson.
So,
like,
Josh, you don't believe?
No.
No.
I feel like when people feel that they've been haunted or they see ghosts or whatever, they put it in their head. So then your head starts connecting these insane dots in your fucking brain.
Right. Because
that's what we do as a species. We connect, we make patterns. That's how we've survived to be where we
Ryan,
are.
Ryan, do you believe in ghosts?
I do not.
It's a similar thing to where if like,
I don't believe in religion. I'm not going to take the extra step with ghosts.
Cause like, kind of like if you close one eyeball, but like your brain can make up the difference of what's going on out of the other eyeball.
What we do is we look for patterns. That's why prejudice is a fucking
thing.
It's kind of
like
for patterns, and that's how we survive as a species.
It's kind of like if
you're sometimes that fucks with us.
Yeah, if you're feeling insane and you're digging and looking for something, you might kind of like let's say
it's
you're
conspiracy
like
conspiracy theories.
Oh,
you connect dots that aren't there.
Yeah, you're like, oh my, kind of like if you're feeling like, oh, like my boyfriend's cheating on me, he must be doing something. You dig through his cell phone and you start looking at every text message and
you'll find something.
Then, yeah, and you're gonna find something you don't like. So if you start putting it in your head that, oh, I'm haunted, this place is cursed, you're gonna start buying that shit. Plus, I don't know how many times I've seen things where I thought I saw something, but it's not there. Like there's this plant near my work that at a quick glance, it always looks like a fucking person because it's like human-sized height. But then when you look again, you're like, it's a fucking plant. But like at a quick glance, like, oh, who the fuck's it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in the end, I don't buy it. I don't buy that ghosts are a thing. I think people are just stupid and just connect weird dots in your head.
That's the theory on most of the world, I think. And that makes the most sense to me.
Well, I believe in ghosts.
Of course you do with your fucking hippie, your hippie school that you went to.
Do you have any... Any
do you
have any specific reason for that?
My house is haunted.
Your house is haunted?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
There's just energies in there that like are alive. Okay, so the last thing that happened, I had two of my girlfriends over at my house. We're having a sleepover, laying in bed talking about ghosts and haunting and different shit like that. And I'm not the only one who said things about my house, but we were laying in my bed, fan's not on, the window's not open, and I have a big bookshelf with this big it's a mirror. It was my great grandmother's. And so it's like this old, like gold metal mirror. And it has, like, it swivels. But we were sitting there, and I was like, yeah, the house is haunted. Like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, a little girl energy that it is. And the whole thing just started, like, going, just, like, started, like, someone had just, like, pushed in. It was, like, going back and forth. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's her. But I'm also not the only one who has felt things in my house. When I was in fourth grade, I had, like, an incident when I first moved into that house. And I was like, if you guys are here, like, that's cool. But this is my house now, so stop fucking with me, essentially. Like, I live here now, too. See, and my yoga studio is totally haunted.
How is that haunted?
Because I've been there in the middle of the night, and, like, you just, like, feel things pass, and you're like, all right, like, and you're not the only one there, and they do feed off of it. Like, you, like, how you said, like, people feed off of making it, like, a curse or negative things. Like, if you let the negative ones build up, like, then they become real to you, and you fuck with your head.
But
if you don't, like, let the negative ones come through, or if you just, like, are aware of, like, this energy, like, I don't know what it is, but it's, like, it's definitely something you can't explain.
My big thing is when you just say energy, that doesn't really mean anything.
No,
it's kind of an
in-your-own-head
thing.
Yeah,
because,
like, I mean,
that's not,
who knows? I might be haunted as fuck. I'm just so oblivious to things,
yeah,
and I don't care.
Totally. And when I say energy, though, because energy can just be applied so much.
It could be you have something else going on in your head, and now you put this.
Yeah, but kind of like, you know, like if you start you start stressing yourself, you get upset, you kind of get hot, and you, like, your tongue swells and shit like that. Like, I mean,
I don't know.
A little bit different, but
I don't know.
I think the whole energy thing goes into.
So, do you have any other haunting experiences at your home, or just the mirror thing and feeling weird vibes? Because feeling weird vibes in everyone's weird in their own home and shit like that. Like,
I suppose I don't know. I believe in it.
Do you ever see anything, like, any apparitions?
No.
No demon pigs staring out your window.
Well, no,
you
I've
haven't
never seen
lived.
Anything.
If you haven't seen demon pig
that's
from
what
hell.
I don't think. That's why I think it's real, because I've never seen anything stupid and, like, crazy like that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so
I believe.
So the mirror thing tilting, I don't know. Was anyone laying near the bookshelf? Or?
No. We're on the side of the bed, the three of us, and then the bookshelf's over there. It's up top. And it just, like, just started, like, going, and we just, like, laid there for a few moments, because it was just very ironic when it started
how
moving with what we were talking
before
about.
This conversation?
No marijuana, no weed. But all yeah, right. I just wanted to say that.
No,
I really
no,
gross.
It's
no,
worth
thanks for sharing.
Into.
No, that's awesome.
I'm just kind of bummed out. We ran out of time to not get into it further, but that is it for this fucking episode. But we're gonna stick to creepy weird shit. It is Halloween month, and next month we'll do a review of the original Halloween movie. Jamie Lee Curtis getting stabbed up by her brother. So that's always
cinema
fun.
Enema.
Cinema enema time. Yeah. First Woo! One of season two. See you guys next week. Don't be cunts.
Thank you for listening to the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.